extrapolating from your own experience of not recognizing the impermanent for what it actually is, you can appreciate how it is that other sentient beings wander through limitless forms of cyclic existence by making the same mistake. Contemplate their inconceivable suffering and their similarity to you in wanting happiness and not wanting suffering. Over the course of innumerable lifetimes, they have been your closest friends, sustaining you with kindness, which makes them intimates. Seeing that you have a responsibility to help them possess happiness and to help free them from suffering, develop great love and great compassion. Sometimes when I'm visiting a big city, staying on a high floor in a hotel, I look down on the traffic, hundreds and even thousands of cars going this way and that, and reflect that although all these beings are impermanent, they are thinking, I want to be happy. I must do this job. I must get this money. I have to do this. They are mistakenly imagining themselves to be permanent. This thought stimulates my compassion. Meditative reflection. Bring a friend to mind and consider the following with feeling. 1. This person's mind, body, possessions, and life are impermanent because they are produced by causes and conditions. 2. The very same causes that led to this person's mind, body, possessions, and life also make them disintegrate moment by moment. 3. The fact that things have a nature of impermanence indicates that they are not under their own power. They function under outside influence. 4. By mistaking what disintegrates moment by moment for something constant, this friend brings pain upon himself or herself, as well as others. Now cultivate 3 levels of love. 1. This person wants happiness but is bereft. How nice it would be if she or he could be imbued with happiness and all the causes of happiness. 2. This person wants happiness but is bereft. May she or he be imbued with happiness and all the causes of happiness. 3. This person wants happiness but is bereft. I will do whatever I can to help her or him to be imbued with happiness and all the causes of happiness.